T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome on Anthony May. He's the general manager over at Classics 5 in Amherst, talking about weddings, some other larger catered events that will be allowed to go forward under certain restrictions starting next month. Anthony, thanks for being with us. Have you had a little bit of time now to digest some of these new rules?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. Since the governor made the announcement at the end of January, we really haven't gotten a lot of new information, which is definitely a little frustrating and doesn't give us a whole lot of time to get things together for the March 15th opening of larger events. But we're kind of adjusting on the fly and doing what we can to prepare. He did just on Monday release 6 lines of additional information, which is almost exactly kind of what we expected.
Was there any clarification on the testing that has to be done before an event?
Not 100% clarification. It's my understanding that any event over 50 people, over the 50-person capacity, people have to be tested to come. So we don't really know. I mean, a lot of times weddings, you know, we don't know the final count until, you know, a week beforehand, a couple of days beforehand. Sometimes things can change. But it's my understanding that it's on the venue and it's our responsibility to make sure everybody's tested. And it kind of seems a bit overwhelming to have to digest that information and, you know, process everybody as they come into the wedding.
Yeah, the state says that, you know, it could be organized by the person individually, could be organized by the venue. Maybe it's, you know, the couple throwing the wedding organizes the testing. But at the end of the day, it's up to the venue to prove that everybody there has been tested. How, you know, looking at this initially, how do you think you will be going about doing that? Is it just collecting, you know, proofs of tests from everybody on the way in? Do you think you'll be setting up testing yourself before events? What are you seeing being the most feasible situation?
Yeah, I mean, first off, we're happy that there's a pathway to doing weddings again. It just seems like a very rocky one at this point. I don't see us being able to conduct testing at our facility. It's my understanding that, you know, testing sometimes takes a few days, and just the idea of us having to process everybody as they come in, collecting information, verifying a negative test as people arrive to the facility, is a bit overwhelming right now. I don't really know how it's going to work. I mean, ideally, if the health department could, you know, send some personnel out and help us process as people arrive would be ideal, but I don't really know what they're they seem to be just putting it all on us at this point.
Dr. Gail Burstein, the Erie County Health Commissioner, said yesterday that venues have to notify the Erie County Health Department of events. But she, too, was also saying that they're lacking a lot of specifics on that. But were you aware that you, for a large event, you have to contact the health department?
Yeah, there seems to be a bit of a disconnect because at one point it was our understanding that we would just have to notify the health department for wedding receptions. You know, with our facility seating, you know, multiple hundreds of people, we're over the next few months hoping to accommodate up to 150 people in our space. over the next coming weeks, and to have to get an approval process for each of these events is a bit of a different situation than what we were kind of expecting.
Is it an approval? Is it just a, hey, you know, we're having an event this day, just so you know, can it be as simple as saying, listen, every single Saturday and Friday night we'll be having events, or is it a more complicated process?
I'm really hoping it's just a simple notification that we're going to be hosting an event on such a day at such time for approximately this amount of people. I can't imagine the level of details that they would need for us to proceed with some sort of business as usual.
Anthony, when is your first event at Classics 5 when you're allowed to have it?
Since indoor dining was open, we have been able to do a few events for up to 50 people. We do have a couple weddings in April, undoubtedly, that are kind of all on pins and needles here, as we are just waiting to see what the clear guidance is going to be. And then even after that, we don't know. Everyone wants an idea of what the guidelines are going to be so they can make their decisions. I mean, these weddings are months and years in the making, and a lot of the ones we have coming up this spring and summer have been postponed from last spring and summer. And people were hoping that things would be better, they'd be able to dance and, you know, celebrate together with friends and family. We know things aren't going to be 100% normal as they were before the pandemic, but we feel with the clear guidelines, we could provide a safe atmosphere for people to enjoy some food, some celebration, and possibly some socially distant dancing, what that might look like. We're not 100% sure yet, but we are excited to get back to business here and allow these celebrations to happen again.
You know, to that point that you mentioned there, socially distanced dancing, and people are wondering what that's going to look like. It doesn't sound like the most fun time. Have you had anyone contact you and say, you know, hey, if this isn't allowed, if I'm, you know, going to have to not have any dancing, if I'm going to have to cancel a DJ or have everybody wear a mask if they're standing up, that I'd rather not do the event?
That's definitely what people are thinking right now. I mean, dancing is such a big part of wedding receptions, and being able to, you know, cut loose a little on the dance floor is a big part of, you know, the celebration. And people are kind of waiting to see what would be allowed. I mean, honestly, people like to, you know, enjoy themselves at wedding receptions, and it's really hard to kind of monitor everybody's movements, you know, throughout the ballroom. Throughout the summer, we, you know, tried our best to keep people masked up, and they, you know, during the summer, they weren't allowed to dance, and that was kind of put us in a tough spot to, you know, almost having to police these guests during these celebrations, and it's just not something we're used to, and
it sounds like it's on you if someone gets, you know.
Looking forward to, you know, being the security guards at these wedding receptions, where it's just not something that we've had to do in the past.
Well, we hope that, you know, everything can go as smooth as possible, and, you know, maybe some of these change as the picture looks better and better as the weeks go on. But, Anthony, we thank you so much for the time this morning and wish you the best of luck. That's Anthony May. He's the general manager over at Classics 5 on the Boulevard in Amherst.